Amen. Herr, wir beten für alle Kinder und
Lord,
Jugendliche.
we pray for all the children and all the young people. We pray for them that this living faith is also in their hearts, that they can experience you so livingly. Thank you, Lord, that you preserve all the children and you make them to be a bulwark against the enemy. Lord, we praise you.
Ja, wir wollen heute Abend weitergehen in Hebräer 11.
We want to continue in Hebrews 11. Maybe the ones who are at the conference can read the verse for us. Now we're coming to Moses in Hebrews 11, verse 23 to 29. Maybe you can read this together. 23 to 29. Amen. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. Thank you, Lord. Show us this faith of Moses. The faith of Moses. That we can grow into such a faith. They were not afraid of the king's command.
Amen. Herr, rede zu uns durch
Moses. Lord, speak to us tonight through Moses and through this word. Lord, we pray that we can see your glory in this word tonight, that you appear to us, that you really speak to us, that through your word the faith in us grows. Really lead us into the reality of what we can read here and hear. Hallelujah. What George just shared, it is very important also here in Hebrews 11 that this faith should not be limited to single people that God chooses. But God wants this faith to be handed over from generation to generation. There's always this danger that God does something great in a certain generation. And then the children and the grandchildren, fall asleep. The enemy really tries so hard to do this. It's good that there is such a wonderful example here in Hebrews 11 where the faith continues. It didn't stay the same, but the Lord could continue with each generation and go further. He could go further with Isaac and Jacob more than he did with Abraham and also with Joseph. And as George mentioned, all of these that are mentioned, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, had the same vision. They saw the coming. Yeah, we're looking into the future. Abraham taught them to not look at the things that you can see, but look at what is coming. He really, really entrusted that into their heart because that what's ruled his life. But if you come to Moses, then you can see how it continues. And the word really emphasizes this. Moses, it doesn't talk about Moses first, but about Moses' parents. It's wonderful that Moses' parents show up in this list. You probably didn't think about them, but the Lord thinks of them. He mentions them because they did something very important through faith. Yeah, they hid Moses for 3 months by faith. At this time, the devil was so evil and used Pharaoh. He didn't just make the Israelite servants, and he also killed their male children. All the male children were supposed to be thrown into the River Nile. The devil wants to kill all the children, especially the male ones. But his parents did not obey. They did not obey the command of the king, and they hid Moses. Imagine. Moses' parents wouldn't have done this by faith and would have just obeyed the king. Then there would be no Moses. We're surprised by so many things that Moses did. But if his parents didn't live by faith before, there wouldn't be any Moses. Even today, we as parents are so important, but not just for our own children, but also for the ones in the church. Even the ones who don't have children should have a heart for the children in the church. They are really exposed to the attacks of the enemy. We can see that in the school, in the kindergarten. We can see it in the politics, in what happens in the world. And one of the reasons is it's a verse that I often think about it. The devil thinks probably also about Psalm 8, verse 3. From the mouth of children and nursing infants, you have prepared strength to Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies. So we probably don't think about the nursing infants, that he has ordained strength, a bulwark against the enemy. Of course, the enemy wants to corrupt our children. Even the children of the church, they are such a danger for the enemy. God loves when he can use the weak ones, the small ones. God doesn't like to use the strong ones, but he likes to use the babes and nursing infants. We should have such a vision for the children, for the babes, nursing infants, the young people. Not just that the Lord preserves them. After all the bad things that are happening, I don't just want to pray for preserving them, The Lord should preserve them, but that's not enough. I often think about this verse. I want them to be strength against the enemy. Yeah, really destroy the enemy. Such a prayer we need for the children. And that's what we can learn from Hebrews 11. And let us learn through the Lord to have this, to put this living faith into them. That is often our prayer at home, when we pray for our children and all the children of Zion, that they don't just know the word and know Bible stories, but that they know the Lord themselves. What we heard this morning about the speaking of the Lord, that's not just for the adults, but even the children should experience this. Even the younger, the better. Let us such a vision and such prayer appear to our children. Let them hear your voice. Is that not wonderful? If the little ones, the 3, 4, 5 year olds, if they know the Lord and they talk about him out of the real relationship with him, out of faith, that's what we should pray for, and that's what we should work for when we are together with them daily. The service for the children through all the serving ones, it's really important. That's where the living faith is put into them. I can really only emphasize what George said. That's not just taking care of the children. It's like not just a daycare. But we should bring them to the Lord and put this faith into them. How Moses' parents did it. It's wonderful to see what came out of it. Moses came out of it that was used by God. Although he grew up for 40 years in Egypt, Moses didn't grow up in a very preserved environment. He grew up in the house of Pharaoh. He got all the best things of the world, but the Lord preserved him. And probably by the foundation that his parents put into him, and the mother was allowed to nurse him after the 3 months. And I can imagine that she really equipped him in that time. She put this good seed into him. Praise the Lord, when he was 40, although he grew up in Egypt and they trained him, he had in his heart to look after his people. Don't underestimate what's early planted into the children. In Acts chapter 7, we saw something about Abraham. Stephen talks a lot about Moses. There's like 20 verses about Moses. What we can see there in Acts 7, verse 22, that's the first 40 years of Moses in Egypt. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. He was someone who was outwardly very mighty, wisdom of the Egyptians, mighty in words and deeds. And with this abilities, and he wanted to start take care of God's people. That really didn't work out. He saw an argument where an Egyptian heard an Israelite, and he killed the Egyptian. And when he heard an argument between two Israelites the next day, and then it came out that someone saw him when he killed the Egyptians, and so he had to flee. In verse 29, it says, Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons. Like, from the world's perspective, that was really a huge descent. He was mighty in wisdom, and he became a stranger in the land of Midian, taking care of sheep. What we can see well here, Moses had the right heart, but he did it from his own strength, and that didn't work. And verse 25, it says, for he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but God will use me through my hand. But that really didn't work out. And God had to humble Moses for 40 years before he could use him. But then after these 40 years, he appeared to him as an angel in the flame of fire in a bush. Verse 30, and when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush. At 31, and the voice of the Lord came to him. Moses, like Abraham and all these others, he saw the appearance of the Lord, and he heard the voice of the Lord. And God showed him what he wants to do in this current time. And then Moses was in the right condition. He was so much humbled. God had to persuade him to go. He had to give him Aaron. With 40, he was so strong. And with 80, when the living God appeared to him and said, I'm going with you. And he was hesitant. Then God could use him. And then this Moses, who was so humbled, he could go back to Egypt and all these 10 plagues to be executed and then to fight the battle in the right way. And the same example of Moses should show us today how to fight. In Ephesians 6, it says, we don't fight against flesh and blood. In the beginning, he physically fought against the Egyptian, and he even killed him. As this kind of didn't work out, if we do things today through our own strength in this dark age, it will just not work. But we have to learn to fight the spiritual fight. In Ephesians 6, we fight against the principalities and powers with the wicked powers. Moses really learned this after many years. It's not the people that we fight against, but it's the powers. The problem wasn't the Pharaoh, but the rulers behind it. Today we see many people who do evil things, but the problem is are the principalities and powers behind it. That's why we should be not so angry with the people. We should have a godly wrath against the enemy behind it, and we should learn to fight with spiritual weapons. This is such an exercise. The tools and people that the enemy uses, when you see how what things they speak about, you can get easily very angry. But we have to be conscious to bind the enemy and the principalities and powers. 2 Corinthians 10, it says, our weapons are not fleshly, but mighty with God. May the Lord show us today, not like to fight like not the young Moses, but the old Moses. This is important that the Lord can overcome the enemy through us in this time. What we can see through Moses in this time is that we have to be patient. Moses had to wait for a long time. And even the people, the condition of the people was horrible in the sense of how the Egyptians really plagued them. And then another 80 years continued until God sent Moses. That's quite a long time that the people had to wait. In Acts 7, verse 30, yeah, it says God saw their suffering. Many of them probably thought, and they cried out to God. But God says, I really saw it. And I've heard their sighing. That is really important. The Lord sees and hears everything. And he can really hear when we cry out to him. The callings of the Israelites wasn't in vain. And when the time came, and I came down to save them. Now came the time, and now I'm coming and saving them. And then he took Moses and really saved them with a strong arm. And really in this time, we had fellowship about this. We pray that for many months for certain things and even pray against things. And it sounds like it gets worse and worse. But that doesn't mean that we prayed the wrong way. But we have to have endurance. Sometimes we have to test and seek the Lord and ask him, how do you want us to pray in this certain time, in this time? But we shouldn't just throw in the towel because nothing happened after a few weeks or months. Like they had to work many, many years, 40, 80 years. Sometimes a few weeks or months are too long for us. We don't have a lot of endurance today because we live in such a time that is so fast. And let us learn to have patience and be faithful in prayer. And we don't live by sight, but by faith. Our prayer doesn't really depend on what happens outwardly, but how the Spirit leads us. And we shouldn't be who give up after a few weeks of prayer. Even if it's bigger things, it needs time. And last week we saw this bowls, the bowls of incense. And these bowls have to become full with the prayers of the saints. And only when the bowl is full, then the angel will pour it out, and there is a thunder and lightning. The big things need a certain amount of incense and prayer. And we really encourage each other. Don't let us become tired. But every prayer that by faith and spirit is pray to God, it really counts. Even if there's not a reaction right away, every prayer counts. It fills up the bowls of incense. That's how we should priestly offer up incense and give up prayer. Really let us fill these vessels of incense. In his time, the Lord will see and hear and come down. The Lord will come in his time and will make salvation. Let us learn from the Lord that we fight through faith the spiritual battle. And for the fight, it's important what we see with Moses' parents and with him, that we do not fear the command of the king. Of the parents, it says they were not afraid of the king's command. And we all know the verse, and especially in this current time, it says about Romans 13, verse 1, we should be subject to the governing authorities. But there's exceptional situations where we can't just blindly listen to the authorities. And in this time of Moses, that was such a situation. It wasn't God's will that the parents should obey the authorities when the children were supposed to be thrown into the Nile. If they were religious and just thought, oh, and if God said we have to be subject to governing authorities, that wouldn't have been good. We have to know the Lord. We shouldn't just quote any verse. It's not always so easy. The Lord has to speak to us. And he has to show us how we should understand his word. And it really hurts to see how so many believers are just give in to the authority, even if it's so evil and so dark, even if it's God's word, against God's word. That's why we have to learn from Moses' parents that they were not afraid of the king's command. There are certain laws of the authorities that we should not follow. How that looks like, and we have to seek the Lord. And we should really learn this. If the king asks something that is against God's command, that is even evil and dark, then we have to learn to say no. Then we can't just say, and we can't just teach, be subject to the governing authorities. And we shouldn't be afraid if we know that it's the will of the Lord. And it is good to see that Moses learned this from his parents. By faith, he left Egypt and he was not afraid of the king's wrath. Verse 27. This is really what we should teach our children, to obey God more than the people. We can even see that in preschool and in school, and we teach them to listen to the teacher, listen to the. But if they ask you something that is wrong, we tell them you have to say no and you can't participate. It's not just all the time one thing. And in many situations, it's good for them to obey. But we have to teach them that the standard is God's command. The Pharaoh was really angry. When you see Exodus, the Pharaoh was really full of wrath. Yeah, if you, Moses wouldn't have lasted until the 10th plague, but through faith, he was not afraid of the wrath of the king. That's something we have to make real through faith today. If you see today what is before your eyes, what is threatened by the king, then you can easily be afraid. But if we see the Lord is with us, we will continue to Hebrews 13. What can a man do to us? In Hebrews 13, verse 6, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? If we know this God and look at him, even if there is a king, we are not afraid. That's why Moses wasn't afraid. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses had the invisible God before his eyes. And that's what it means to live through faith. People who live through faith, they see this invisible God as if he really stands in front of them. That's why it's so important. After Hebrews 11, I really understand why it says in Hebrews 12, we look away unto Jesus. That's what we need to do daily in this time, to look away unto Jesus and have him before our eyes who is invisible. This really strengthened Moses to endure, and this will help us to run this race with endurance and to not be afraid of the kings and pharaohs today. In verse 26, it says, he looked to the reward. He saw the invisible and he looked to the reward. It is truly important what we see. And saints, we have to ask ourselves, what do we have before our eyes? Do we only see what is outwardly and think about so many things? Or do we see the invisible one and the reward? And if we see that our kind of eyesight looks at something different, we live in this world and so many things distract us, we can exercise to turn our vision to look away. This saying, he looked away. Sometimes where we look at it drifts away, but then we really have to look upon the Lord. We all know this experience. We exercise and we try to have the Lord before our eyes. And then we know just, oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing and I'm insecure and I'm worrying. But then, like Moses, you have to say, I look away onto the reward. I look away unto you, the invisible. I look away unto Jesus. It is so good to learn this through Moses, to look through faith on the Lord. Where the darkness increases, it's so important to look on him. Then we learn, like Moses, to go through suffering, not just to accept suffering, but like it says in verse 25, Moses didn't just accept them, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. He chose it. He voluntarily decided to against the riches of Egypt, and he wanted to suffer affliction. How is that possible? That is all impossible. You can only do that if you've seen the Lord, if you have him before your eyes. And then such a life is possible because Moses realized through the vision that he saw all the things that Egypt was offering. It is a passing pleasure of sin. It is nothing. It is corrupted. That's why the Lord has to continue to appear to us, that we can see how corrupted this world is, and that we can also see that the afflictions of Christ are better than the riches of Egypt. Yeah. The reproach of Christ, he esteemed greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked to the reward. May we also have such an attitude and such a faith today. And the last thing I want to mention in verse 28. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. And that really encouraged me. That it was mentioned here that Moses, through faith, he kept this first feast, the Passover, and it really stands in for all the feasts. It's kind of, it was shared about this morning about the offerings and the feasts. It shows even with the first witness for Abel, it brought us back to the offerings. And here it mentions that through faith he kept the Passover. And if the feasts were kept through faith, then we have to keep them through faith today. And I often have to think about the feast meeting. It is always a good exercise, a good opportunity to keep the feast through faith. Last week we were in Heilbronn for the feast meeting. We were 5 to 6 people at a table in the basement. It was such a good exercise to look at the invisible things. You would think, yeah, we're just so few people in a dark basement and small table and just a small plate with a bit of bread and cups with wine. But we keep the feast through faith. The people of the world, they have outward graved feasts. But Moses, put this feast, let us not just outwardly keep the feast, but whenever we come together to keep these feasts, let us keep them through faith. That is an important exercise. Of course, also daily when we experience the feast, but even more when we come together on Sundays. And when we hear about Hebrews 12, when we come together, it is a matter of faith. When we sit at this small table, we will rejoice because we will see the riches of Christ in these 7 feasts. How Christian said this morning, these feasts cover everything what we may ever need, and they give us everything that God has accomplished. And when we keep the table, celebrate the table of the Lord. When we come to the feast, we tell him, I keep the feast through faith. I look upon you. I don't look at my own condition. I don't look at the night. I don't look at my feelings. I don't look at the other person, if they're happy or look angry. There's so many things that could distract us. Let us learn to look away unto Jesus. Because if we all keep the feast by faith today, then it will be full of glory. Then we will rejoice and praise. Then no one will have to tell us to open our mouths. And the riches of Christ will be visible in the feast meeting. Because if we keep it through faith, the Lord will open our eyes. How rich it is, and we will enjoy the table in a way that we haven't before. Let us really learn this from Moses. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, it says here. Because that is often our experience. There's often the accuser and wants to keep us away from keeping the feast. That's why I praise the Lord, the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. Often, I have the impression that the blood is so precious Sunday morning. The enemy just reminds us of something that we did wrong. Let us remember. Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. The blood really cleanses us from all sin, and there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that's where we need such a faith, and where we need to live through faith. That we take the blood whenever the enemy accuses us, and especially on Sunday mornings when we come together. This should be really the highlight of the week. Amen. Through faith. Amen. And yeah, they went through the Red Sea as by dry land. That's also wonderful, and may we experience this today. That's what the Egyptians also attempted, and they were drowned. Praise the Lord. Lord, lead us into such an experience today. We praise you for the wonderful faith and for everything that's possible through faith.